In this bulletin, a court to decide whether a pro-Palestine protest will go ahead this weekend at the Opera House. Donald Trump heralds a breakthrough in Gaza peace talks. And in football, historic clubs return as the Australian Championship kicks off this weekend. With the latest headlines from the SBS newsroom, I'm Camille Bianchi. The Supreme Court is hearing arguments today on whether a planned rally at the iconic Sydney Opera House should go ahead. The New South Wales Police launched legal action to block the protest, which has been organised by the Palestinian Action Group for Sunday, marking the total of 2 years of war in Gaza since the October 7 attacks. The Executive Council of Australian Jewry and the Jewish Board of Deputies have applied to the court to provide legal submissions as part of the case. Palestinian Action Group organiser Amal Nasser says the group plans to fight for its right to march. Police say they have concerns for public safety, proposing alternative routes for the protest that do not include the Opera House. New South Wales Premier Chris Minns told 2GB Radio he supports the police.
The police, they're suggesting to the campaign organisers, can't you choose another street? Can't you choose another part of Sydney? We'll facilitate the march, but stay away from that for a whole range of reasons. I'm also conscious of the fact that the organisers seem to use the notoriety and attention associated with comments from people like me to drive attendance and say that they're being, free speech is being stopped in a place like Sydney. But I back the police here.
Police argue the Opera House forecourt, which holds around 6,000 people, cannot safely accommodate a larger crowd. A court decision is expected before Sunday's planned rally. United States President Donald Trump says he believes a breakthrough on a Gaza peace deal is close, describing the progress as tremendous. Speaking with reporters in the Oval Office, he dismissed reports of tension with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, saying Israel has been very positive about the negotiations.
No, it's not true. He's been very positive. He's been very positive on the deal. Everybody is. I think every nation is. We have just about every nation working on this deal and trying to get it done. Something that you could say 3,000 years if you look at it in certain ways, or you could say centuries, but this is a deal that incredibly everyone just came together. They all came together. No, Israel's been great.
President Trump says both Israelis and Palestinians are eager for an end to the conflict, with hostage families in particular pushing for progress. He added, even Iran had sent a strong signal in favour of the talks, which his administration hopes will deliver a long-term resolution to the Gaza war. A volunteer who joined the search for missing 4-year-old Gus Lamont says he is convinced the boy is no longer on his family's remote sheep station. Local resident Jason O'Connell, a former state emergency service worker with 2 decades of experience, has been helping Gus's father search the vast property, about 40 kilometres south of Yunta in South Australia's mid-north, since the child vanished on the 27th of September. Despite extensive ground and aerial searches, police have found no trace of Gus. Mr. O'Connell told Seven he'd never been on a search where there's been absolutely nothing found.
That place was gone across with a fine-tooth comb. I just don't get how he vanished like that. If he is on the property, it is somewhere really well hidden. I just pray he pops up somewhere. Someone comes across him.
Major crime detectives have since revisited the property, with police confirming the search has been scaled back, but vowing to continue investigating what happened to Gus. 3 scientists have been awarded the 2025 Nobel Prize in Medicine for discoveries that have transformed understanding of the immune system and opened new possibilities for treating autoimmune diseases and cancers. The prize was shared by Mary Brunkow and Fred Ramsdell from the United States and Shimon Sakaguchi from Japan for identifying how regulatory T cells prevent the immune system from attacking healthy cells. Speaking from Seattle, Ms. Brunkow recalled learning about the award in an unexpected way.
I was sound asleep. I looked at the phone and it said Sweden. It was some weird number and I silenced my phone because, I mean, spam, right? And then a couple hours later, there's this young woman at the front door from AP, and she knew she was not supposed to be the one to make the announcement, but it was the only way she could get in the house, was to say something to my husband, like, your wife has won the Nobel Prize.
Ms. Brunkhaus says the discovery, made while working in a small biotech lab, has opened a whole new area in immunology and underscored the value of publicly funded science. Her colleague, Ramsdell, reportedly hiking in Idaho, has yet to hear the news. To sport now and in football, the Australian Championship football competition begins this weekend with 16 clubs to compete in the newly formed second-tier competition. 8 so-called foundational clubs will be making a long-awaited return to the national stage for the competition, which will begin this Friday and runs until the 6th of December. Head coach of one of the teams, Marconi Stallions, Peter Sakenis, tells SBS Italian it will give the community a chance to shine once again.
I'm hopeful that this competition is a success, and it shows that these clubs with rich histories and community-based have a part to play in Australian football. So if it is a success, I think it'll be great for the game.
You can catch all the action of the Australian Championship live on SBS or online at SBS On Demand. And those are the latest headlines from the SBS newsroom.